Sport on RTE Radio 1.
There's been a lot of sports news throughout the programme. Here comes more. Damien O'Mara is here.
Gavin, good morning again. Yes, as we've covered extensively across the programme, the outgoing Republic of Ireland women's manager Vera Powell has accused the FAI of interfering in football matters during the recent FIFA Women's World Cup. In her first comments since the FAI announced their intention on Tuesday not to renew her contract, Powell also said it had been indicated to her that a new deal would be agreed before the team had departed for Australia. She went on to thank the Irish fans and players, saying that she will watch on as women's football in Ireland goes from strength to strength. The FAI are yet to respond to the points raised in what was a lengthy statement, full details of which are available on the RT Sport website. Shane Duffy and Aaron Connolly are the notable inclusions in Stephen Kenny's 25-man squad, which was named yesterday for the upcoming Euro 2024 qualifiers away to France and then at home to Netherlands. Duffy has made an impressive start to the championship season since moving to Norwich. Connolly returns to the senior squad for the first time in nearly 2 years after an equally impressive run of good form of late with Hull City. There's a full schedule of games in the SSC Airtricity Men's Premier Division tonight. Shamrock Rovers, with a 4-point lead in the table with 8 games to play, host Bohemians. Second place St Pat's are away to Shelburne. Derry City travel to Dundalk. Cork City host Sligo Rovers, with Drogheda United at home to UCD. Luton Town will play their first home English Premier League game of the season when they face West Ham at 8 o'clock. It will be the first top flight football match at Kenilworth Road since April of 1992. It goes ahead after the delayed completion of £10 million worth of work to help the ground reach Premier League requirements, particularly in terms of media and sponsor facilities, which has required the demolition and replacement of a stand in less than 3 months. The ground, as we were chatting about earlier, would be very similar, say, to the likes of Richmond Park or Daly Mount, where it's very tightly enclosed by houses. Luton have played there since 1905.
You're very flattering comparing it to Daly Mount.
It's only 10,000 capacity. The new Daly Mount won't be far off that.
Yeah, but it doesn't have two condemned stands.
Oh, but it's beautiful.
By the way, just to go back, 4 points, not much of a lead, is it?
We should get the Shamrock Rovers fan to reply to that.
I didn't think we could get through this bulletin without it, could we?
Well, you're going to the game,
with two
aren't you?
Fans, I am going to the game.
You're the only one amongst us.
He started it. Anyway, Luton are going to move to a new purpose-built stadium in 2026. And chatting about their redevelopment work, here's the CEO, Gary Sweet.
There's a lot that we have to. There's 5 interview rooms down in the dressing room corridor. You know, when you look at the floor plan of Kenilworth Road and you think, how on earth are you going to deliver that? But we have. There's 5 interview rooms. A whole load of things that we've had to do, whether it's financial or not, providing more hospitality. And there's a lot of change going on here. One of the things we really wanted to do is to make sure that the last 3 or so years of being at Kenilworth Road just leaves this memory of the way it looks at the moment. And there are still a number of things that we want to do to this place to make it a little bit better. So there, where some people might come in and say, well, I haven't noticed any changes or whatever, well, you know, let's give it a few games. There's still 3 international windows before this side of Christmas, and there'll be work going on in each.
Yeah, big night for everyone involved. The transfer window in both England and Scotland will close at 11 o'clock this evening. Liverpool are expected to complete the signing of the Dutch midfielder Ryan Gravenberch from Bayern Munich. Manchester United look set to sign defender Sergio Reguilon on loan from Spurs, with Brighton set to pull off the loan signing of Ansu Fati from Barcelona. Ireland's Olivia Mahaffey on 3 under par after a 69 is the leading Irish player after round 1 of the KPMG Women's Irish Open at Dromoland Castle. She's currently tied for 13th place, 4 shots off the leader Diksha Dagar of India, who shot a 7 under par 65. Leona Maguire opened with a 1 under par 71, and among the 7 Irish amateurs, there was a level par 72 for Kate Lanigan, 73s for Emma Fleming and Beck Coulter, and 74s for Sarah Byrne and Anya Donegan. Now, Donegan, who's actually a member of Dromoland Castle and is playing at her home course this week, was challenging for the lead all the way into the middle of the third round at the US Open at Pebble Beach in July. She only missed the coveted low amateur prize at that major by a single shot. She's been chatting to Greg Allen in Dromoland and admitted that quite a bit has changed for her in the aftermath of that performance in California.
Yeah, it has changed a lot for me in terms of kind of connections I've made with people and stuff like that. And for when I go pro eventually after college, I'll probably get recognised a little bit more, but that's really it. And it was a great week and stuff, but this is golf. Like, you kind of have to forget about it and move on, because there's always a tournament after it. You know, you can't keep living in that moment because it's kind of done. But it was great. It was a great week, and it's definitely a week I'll never forget. And I had a 3-over, 4-over there, and I started with a 2-over here, so hopefully tomorrow I can play a bit like I played in the first day in Pebble.
You also made quite a few ripples over there. You were hugely popular. You got big galleries. You've been dealing with all of that. Have you had to slightly come down from that to the basis of reality where you are right now? You know?
Yeah, 100%. The week after is weird because you get such a high. Like my first time ever kind of being in the spotlight, if you know what I mean. Like it's just such a high for that week when I was in Pebble, and you come home and it's kind of like, oh, here we are, back to normal life, you know what I mean? Keep enjoying these times, you know, especially this week. I'm going to enjoy it. I enjoyed today. You know, it didn't go exactly how I wanted, but I'm doubtful I'll get another Irish Open at one of my home courses in my home county in Ireland. So it's great. And to have all my friends here, my family are here, it's brilliant. I just trying to enjoy it, really.
Making the cut here, it would kind of double down on what you did at the US Open to play four rounds here. Irish Open, it's not just an LET event, it's an Irish Open.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 100%. And just because of the, you know, the crowds and I see teachers out here from my old schools and stuff like that, and people out from Woodstock Golf Club, where I started playing golf originally, and then Lahinch and Drumoland, obviously, and some Doombeg as well. So yeah, it's great to have a few ties with all of them. So it's great.
It's a very unique situation for Anya this week. Stephanie Meadows sits at 1-over par after her opening round of the Portland Classic on the LPGA Tour. She's well off the lead, which is at 9-under. Play is underway again at the DP World Tour Omega European Championships or Masters in Switzerland. At 3-under par, Padraig Harrington is the leading Irish player, one clear of Tom McKibben and John Murphy. Matt Fitzpatrick has picked up 2 shots this morning to move to 9-under, 2 clear of the field. Andy Murray has been beaten in the men's singles at the US Open. He lost in straight sets to Grigor Dimitrov. Top seed Carlos Alcaraz has advanced to the third round. There were wins in the women's singles for third seed Jessica Pegula and fifth seed Ange Jabeur. The French rider Lenny Martinez holds an 8-second lead in general classification ahead of Stage 7 of the Vuelta. The Irish show jumping team have qualified as one of 10 teams for this afternoon's European Championship final. They sit in 4th place, less than 1 penalty off Germany, who are in the gold medal position. That competition is underway at 12:30, and there's 2 race meetings at home today. Wexford from 4:15, Downroyal from 4:25, and sports news available throughout the day on the RT News app and also the RT Sport website.
And you can tune in to Saturday Sport to see if this Bose fan and all the other Bose fans are still smiling.
You don't be texting me now at 10 o'clock tonight.
Thank you, Damien O'Mara.